WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high with joy, and the next, you're plummeting into a valley of despair. That's life, right? But what if there was a way to navigate those twists and turns with more grace, more awareness, and even a little bit more control? Welcome back to Rise High Daily. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Emotional awareness. This isn't some woo-woo concept, folks. It's about understanding your emotions, the good, the bad, and the downright messy, so you can make choices that align with your true self. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the dashboard, right? You need to know what's going on under the hood. Emotional awareness is like that dashboard for your inner world. Now, why is this so important? Because when we're emotionally aware, we can respond to situations with more clarity and intention. We can build stronger relationships, make better decisions, and even achieve our goals more effectively. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tough deadline, and your stress levels are sky high. Instead of letting those emotions take over and lashing out or procrastinating, you recognize the feeling, acknowledge its impact, and then choose how to move forward in a constructive way. That's the power of emotional awareness. So, let's unpack some key takeaways that can help you develop this invaluable skill. 1. Pay attention to your body. Our emotions often manifest physically: a tight chest, racing heart, butterflies in your stomach. Become attuned to these sensations and try to identify the emotions they might be signaling. It's like learning a secret code your body speaks. 2. Name it to tame it. Don't just feel your emotions, put words to them. Is it anger, sadness, frustration, excitement? Simply labeling an emotion can help you process it more effectively. Think of it as giving your feelings a name and owning them. 3. Journal your journey. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly revealing. It's like having a conversation with yourself on paper. This practice can help you identify patterns, triggers, and even uncover hidden emotions. 4. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about being fully present in the moment. Engage your senses. Notice your breath and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as training your emotional muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. 5. Seek support when needed. Don't be afraid to reach out for help if you're struggling. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your experiences can provide valuable insights and support. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help sometimes. The best thing we can do is lean on each other. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super organized project manager who always seems to have it together. But behind that confident facade, she's secretly battling anxiety about a major presentation coming up. Instead of acknowledging her fear, she tries to push it down, leading to sleeplessness and irritability. Now, if Sarah practiced emotional awareness, she'd recognize those feelings of anxiety and understand their impact on her. She could then choose healthy coping mechanisms, maybe deep breathing exercises or talking to a colleague for support instead of letting those emotions spiral out of control. See, emotional awareness isn't about erasing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately becoming the best version of yourself. Think about it. Emotional awareness is like a superpower. It gives you the power to choose how you respond to life's challenges, build stronger connections with others, and live a more fulfilling life. So, take this week to practice those key takeaways. Pay attention to your body, name those feelings, journal your journey, cultivate mindfulness, and don't hesitate to seek support when needed. Remember, the path to emotional mastery is a journey, not a destination. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts on emotional awareness in the comments below or tag us on social media. And remember, every day is a chance to rise higher. Until next time, stay amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.